preaching Christ from all of Scripture. This is Abounding Grace. You join us now with Pastor Chris Gordon for a time of rightly dividing the word of truth.
In Matthew chapter 13, Jesus gave this very important parable of the wheat and the tares. Another parable he put forth to them, saying, "The kingdom of heaven is like a man who sowed good seed in his field. But while men slept, his enemy came and sowed tares among the wheat and went his way. But when the grain had sprouted and produced a crop, then the tares also appeared. So the servants of the owner came and said to him, 'Sir, did you not sow good seed in your field? How then does it have tares?' He said to them, 'An enemy has done this.' The servants said to him, 'Do you want us then to go and gather them up?' But he said, 'No, lest while you gather up the tares, you also uproot the wheat with them. Let both grow together until the harvest, and at that time of harvest, at the time of harvest, I will say to the reapers, first gather together the tares and bind them in bundles to burn them, but gather the wheat into my barn.'" Now, this is an amazing parable because Jesus had explained the reason why he gave parables in verse 16 when they asked him, "Why do you do this?" And Jesus responded and he said, "Blessed are your eyes, for they see, and your ears, for they hear." He says, "Because it's been given to you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it has not been given." And we see that here with this parable, that Jesus dismisses the crowds and then explains this parable only to his disciples. So the amazing truth that we left off with here yesterday is that the doctrine of election is shining through in the midst of this very distressing teaching on the nature of the kingdom. And that's why I've always said, it's a wonderful doctrine. People who despise this, really, can you imagine if this teaching were bare and without that truth, it's just up to you to be a good hearer? You would be frantic. You would be frantic and ask the question of whether you were a wheat and tare, whether that was wheat or tare dependent on your fruit. And Jesus says openly here that fruit bearing is a result of an ability to hear. You see, Jesus says, "I've chosen to reveal these things to you." That's the reason you hear. That's the reason you become, as in the parable of the sower, the good soil and bear fruit. That's the reason. Because I have blessed you. Blessed are your eyes, for they see, and your ears, for they hear. A lot of times we think that that blessing is some sort of verb that we do. The blessing is something the Lord has blessed us with. An ability to see and to hear the word of God, which so much of the world does not. So then, if you are a Christian today and you have heard the word and believed the word, that is a result of the Lord's sovereign blessings upon you to hear and to understand the word so that you will bear fruit unto the glory of God and the salvation of your soul. That is the result of an ability to hear, which Jesus gives sovereignly by his grace. And so he tells this parable here. He sends away the multitude. And what happens? Then Jesus sent the multitude away, went into the house, and his disciples came to him saying, "Explain to us the parable of the tares in the field." They want to know about these tares. "I want to understand what you're saying to us, Lord." And think about the blessing of this. If we hear and understand this today, it is because you are blessed of the Lord apart from your works, so that your hearing will undoubtedly produce fruit. That is the greatest comfort that could ever be given here. But now Jesus is going to explain to them why that fruit is not always evident to us among those in the kingdom. And I emphasize the "to us," why fruit bearing is not always so clear to us. And he says in verse 24, "Another parable he put forth to them, saying, 'The kingdom of heaven is like a man who sowed good seed in his field. But while men slept, his enemy came and sowed tares among the wheat and went his way.'" An amazing parable. He's explaining a dynamic that we really have to understand and realize is happening in the life of the kingdom of God, his great rule. Jesus explains this openly by saying that the sower of the good seed is the Son of Man, the field being the world, the good seed being the sons of the kingdom, the bad seed being the tares being the sons of the wicked one. Jesus says this field is the world, and that the good seed he is sowing are the sons of the kingdom placed here in this world for a short time unto the glory of God. So in other words, God is telling us that all throughout history there has been a development of his kingdom in this world. And very simply, within that outward visible kingdom, a terrible reality has occurred. You see, the Lord is building his church. But within that great sphere of his kingdom rule, the devil has taken his seed and desperately tried to intermingle his wicked sons among the sons of God. Now that is how Jesus describes this phenomenon for the present. The Lord describes this phenomenon by saying that a terrible enemy, a cowardly enemy, waited until everyone was asleep and the field had been planted with good wheat. And this enemy went in and dispersed among the wheat tares. Do you imagine somebody doing that to a farmer's field? The horror of that thought. The term here for tare is fascinating. It means an obnoxious weed, Allium timulentum. A fungus grows on it that if any animal or man eats, they would die because it's so poisonous. Now, this is an amazing reality presented here by our Lord. The good seed are God's elect. John 10 says that. I am the good shepherd, and I know my sheep, and I am known by my own. As the Father knows me, even so I know the Father, and I lay down my life for my sheep. And other sheep I have, which are not of this fold, them also I must bring. And they will hear my voice, and there will be one flock and one shepherd. And Jesus would go on to say to the Pharisees, you are not of my sheep. Jesus laid down his life for his sheep, but he did not lay down his life for the Pharisees. Those were not his sheep. He did not die for the Pharisees. Jesus said that. And so the Lord took his seed and he loved them. He grew them. He planted them to give them a kingdom. And all of their days he nurtured his people. He cares for his people. He defends them. He's a shelter for them. He gives the best for them. But the Bible presents this reality all the way back from Genesis chapter 3, that two seeds have developed side by side together in the earth. Spiritually, we see here, the devil himself has his people and Christ has his. The seed of the serpent and the seed of the woman. You have that pronounced in Genesis chapter 3. In fact, remember what Jesus said to the Pharisees in John 8? Why do you not understand my speech? Again, getting back to the hearing, the ability to hear. Why can't you understand? Why don't you have the ability to hear? He says, because you are not able to listen to my word. You are of your father, the devil. And the desires of your father you want to do. He was a murderer from the beginning and does not stand in the truth because there is no truth in him. In fact, in 1 John, he says it again. In this manner, this is 1 John 3:10. In this, the children of God and the children of the devil are manifest. Whoever does not practice righteousness is not of God, nor is he who does not love his brother. For this is the message that you heard from the beginning, that we should love one another. Not as Cain, who was of the wicked one, and murdered his brother. And why did he murder him? Because his works were evil, and his brother's righteous. You see, the Lord is explaining the nature right now of his kingdom of heaven manifested visibly on earth in his people, that among Christ's sheep, the devil has planted his sheep, his seeds, if you will, in God's field, attempting to do untold damage in the kingdom. Now, This is not what you hear today. You know, you just hear universalism. You hear tolerance. You hear everyone is God's children. And you hear this with funerals of big Hollywood stars and these things. They're children of God. That's not true, my friends. There are two different types of children in the world. I quote again, 1 John 3, in this, the children of God and the children of the devil are manifest. Jesus said to the Pharisees, you are of your father, the devil, and the desires of your father you want to do. So there are two sorts of fathers then, and two types of people then. And so this is a really strong reality that Jesus is here giving us. As one pastor said, we must admit that a person may be in the visible kingdom. He may be in that professes, in that by profession, when he is not in Christ in reality, in him by a form of godliness, while he denies the power thereof, in him by an external alliance with the church, by the use of ordinances, while he is a stranger to the renewing of the Holy Spirit and the grace of God in truth. In other words, the devil plants tares, even in the visible church. And that's the reality. That is just the reality. There are, as I tell children, there are believers and there are make-believers. Now, here's a striking thing. Did you notice what verse 26 said? But when the grain had sprouted and produced a crop, then the tares also appeared. In other words, what Jesus is describing here, what he is saying here, is that with this obnoxious weed, you can't tell in the early growth stages any difference from the good grain. So in the early stage, they are still a blade. You can't tell the difference. In other words, it's not until the grain begins to grow and fill out that the major difference appears between these two kinds of seeds, these two kinds of plants, if you will, the wheat and the tare. On the wheat, at some point, an ear appears. And on the blades, their own kind of bad head. In other words, what is being described is that for a time, you don't know the difference. But at some point, the kind of fruit appropriate to what kind of son they are will show itself and fulfill what Jesus said, that you will indeed know them by their fruit that they bear. A good tree bears good fruit, and a bad tree bears bad fruit. It's all going to come out in the wash. It's all going to be made clear at some point, and it just does in life, doesn't it? Things can be hidden for years, but you ever notice how things always make their way out to the surface? It's only a matter of time before one's true character appears. For a time, one can even act like a believer, claim to be a believer, but true character inevitably will be exposed. And Jesus says this phenomenon doesn't show itself until the bud appears. So expect that if we have all these people budding, if you are budding in your life, guess what? The reality is in the life of the kingdom. That means that as you are budding, a tare is going to appear in your life next to you, wanting to destroy you, frustrate life, make life hard, whatever it is. You see, that's the reality Jesus is describing here. It's a warning to the tares among the wheat, causing so much trouble in the life of the kingdom. But it's also an explanation to comfort those who are losing heart because of all the affliction, all the trial, all the heartache in the life of this world and even in the church. This is a reality until the Lord comes again. Tomorrow we're going to look at the purpose of this, but I pray that everyone who hears today would come to Christ and trust in him for salvation and bear that fruit that is worthy of salvation, bearing the fruit of repentance unto life. Abounding Grace Radio is brought to you by Abounding Grace Radio Ministries. We are a listener-supported program, and we humbly ask both for your prayerful and financial support. Write to us, Abounding Grace Radio, P.O. Box 732, Linden, Washington, 98264, or go to our website, agradio.org. Many resources there for you. Thanks for tuning in today. May the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ and all of its glory continue to richly bless you.